All right, we now want to have a different conversation. This is around women and particularly getting young girls to be attracted to STEM careers, including, of course, physics. These are not fields that young girls are encouraged enough to take an interest in. And it's my pleasure now to tell you that we are joined by a very, very special guest, an associate professor of physics at the University of Professor, also the South African Research Chair in Clean and Green Energy. We are joined by Mantsaye Diale. A very good morning to you, Prof. Welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bogani. I'm very happy to be able to talk to every one of you. Good morning to everyone who's listening.
We are talking to you because, of course, you've achieved so much in the area of physics, and yet we see there's still a very big underrepresentation of women in what you do.
Yes, you are very right. What happened is that, in general, women in science are very, very few. While we have got many different sciences, I'll take, for example, chemistry, biology, and, you know, biology has got also other areas. We find that the number of women in the sciences are very few.
Yeah.
But number of women in physics is even worse. In 1999, at the International Union of Pure and Applied Physics General Assembly, Professor Marcel Duclos highlighted this plight that there are very few women in physics. So the union decided that they will start a working group on women in physics. And the working group was given a mandate to look at the severity of the number of women in physics in all their member countries. And it was found that it is very bad everywhere, not only in developing countries, but everywhere in the world. So, since 2002, we have been working on increasing the number of women in physics in South Africa and everywhere else. But in South Africa, let me talk about my own country here. The number of women in physics is still not good. In 2005, we were launching the International Year of Physics. So, the Department of Science and Technology gave us money to work on this women in physics, and we launched what we call Women in Physics in South Africa. And then in that, with the help of the South African Institute of Physics, the Department of Science and Technology, then we were, at that time, we had 205 people. I mean, we had 25 women in science, I mean, in physics, who are doing physics generally.
Only 25.
Among them, there were very few with PhDs, because you become a physicist after you have achieved this high degree PhD. And it's better actually for you to get this high degree. Today, on the website of the South African Institute of Physics, we have got about 240, including women in physics in academia, women physics in research centers like the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research called CSIR, women at the SKA, women at the Hartrau, there are a number of these places. So once we have got so many, we then embarked on attracting girls into physics.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I want you to tell us as briefly as you can, as succinctly as you can, your journey to becoming a professor of physics. And I'm hoping that perhaps through your story, we can see how that journey can be replicated for other girls.
Okay. What happened is that, you know, every one of us, I come from a 1976, which it's not a good story to talk about, and I don't like going back to I'm a victim of apartheid and all of that. Then I did my BSc in education at UNIBO, University of Botswana, and I went on to do an honors degree in physics at Medunsa and a master's degree in physics at Medunsa. When I was doing master's degree in physics, I then was introduced to further research, that it is not ending at just being a teacher in high school. Then we can go further. So I went on, I resigned my jobs because I had financial backup. I resigned the job and I went to do a master's degree full time. When I was doing the master's degree full time, I started working at the National Accelerator Center. Today it's called Itemba Labs. And that's where I discovered the beauty of physics, the greatness, the nice things about physics. So that's my journey. And I had no role models of women, both white women and even black women. So I was working with only males in that area. And then if you ask me how was I able to continue, as I have said, it is not for the timid, meaning that when other people scare you from physics, people will ask you, what do you think you will do in physics? What, you will not get lots of money in physics. There are so many discouragements. You have to know your first love. When I got into this physics, I really loved it, and I wanted to continue further. So I worked very hard to come to that, and then at some point I got funding to go to the U.S. to a lab of Professor J.W. Mayer, and there I worked further on the semiconductors that I am working on now. And then when I came back, J.W. Mayer told me to go to the University of Pretoria to go and work with Professor Daniel Oret. And I went there. And when I was at the University of Pretoria, I started teaching again. And teaching takes you a lot of time, but I continue to focus on doing the physics that I want. That time, yeah, I was making UV detectors. So I did the PhD in physics at the University of Pretoria, followed every step. I didn't go via favors and all those things that will make you to go up quicker. I went through everyone. I was a lecturer.
Yeah.
I became a senior lecturer. I worked hard to become then an associate professor. So I've been an associate professor for about 5 years, and that's how I came to this. And
my journey. I tell you what, that journey has not only inspired people who are listening, but we've got a surprise call for you, Prof, from someone who knows you, knows your work, who's inspired by you, and is very proud of you. Emma, what do you want to say to Prof Diale?
You know what, I want to start first by saying, Osman Zai, I am proud of you. I am so proud of you. You make us so proud as former UNIVO student. Eh? I say UNIVO because that is where she started. It's the University of Northwest in Mabatu campus. I am really proud of Osman Zai. And Prof, I am really proud of you. You're such an inspiration. Remain, one, the woman of God, two, a well-focused, humble soul I have ever met. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, fantastic call there, okay, Emma, in Mabopane.
You make me cry, Emma.
You know, that's the kind of impact you've had. And I want to wrap up our conversation before we run out of time, just about the kinds of solutions that the inclusion of women will bring to fields such as yours, but also to the country more broadly. Something as simple as solar panels, right? We've got a problem of stolen electricity, non-payment, people can't afford it, load shedding, you name it. A solution like that is the kind of thing women will bring to the table if we include more women and girls in these careers, is it not?
That's true. That's my specialization. I started with simple metal contacts onto semiconductors, and then we make diodes, we make Schottky barrier diodes. We went on to make UV detectors to detect the missiles during the plume of the missiles during wars. And I then decided to take that to do the solar panels. How do we do solar panels? We make solar cells, which is like 1 by 1 centimeter, and then we make the solar cells, we put them together to make a module,
yeah,
and then we put the modules together to make the panel, which is the blue things that you see on top of houses everywhere else where people are trying to use this to solve the problem
of electricity. Prof, I'm afraid we've just run out of time. I can still tell that the teacher in you is forever going to be there. It's just coming through so strongly. Congratulations for all you've achieved in your career. I'm so pleased that we're making slow progress in this area. Not enough, of course. A lot more can be done, but I think your story stands out as one of inspiration. Professor Mantsaye Dialeve, Associate Professor of Physics at the University of Pretoria.